It is a privilege for me to introduce my sister in Christ, Reverend Tweedy Sombrero, to offer the good news this morning. Again, I mentioned that a brother in Christ, her soulmate and husband, Felipe, is here. It's a wonderful thing to have them blessing our gathering. And this morning, as we celebrate United Methodist Women's Sunday, you'll have noticed other sisters in Christ participating as well. So if you see one of them later, go ahead and give them a big hug. Tell them God loves them and that you appreciate their service to His glory this morning. Tweedy.
And then please excuse me because I'm sucking on cough drops. I'm going to try not to cough my head off here. I'm taking the reading today from the book of Psalms, Psalms 27. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted up above all my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You who have been my help, do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation." Let us receive the blessing of this reading as we now talk about what this means for us. There is a man by the name of Wilson Alwyn Bentley who is flaky. Not in a bad way, but he is. He lived in Vermont and was fascinated by snow. Good place to live if you're fascinated by snow. He found a way to put snowflakes on a black velvet and photograph it. And then he would take them and he would test the hypothesis that no two are exactly the same. He photographed and published more than 5,000 individual snowflakes. And today you can see his work at the Buffalo Museum of Science. Because of his obsession, Bentley was given a nickname, Snowflake. No surprise there. Bentley, who lived from 1865 to 1931, examined snowflakes under a microscope and discovered that they were all miracles of beauty. Even crystal was a masterpiece of design, and no one design was ever repeated. He wrote, "When a snowflake melted, that design was forever lost. Just that much beauty was gone without leaving any record behind." Looking at Bentley's snow crystal collection, a writer named Morgan Mess found that he was especially fond of snowflake number 892. He says that it was roughly stellar in category. It's a bit irregular. The top left arm doesn't have a cap like the other five do. Irregular, but beautiful. Are we all snowflakes? We are all like snowflakes. Are we a little bit flaky? We are. Are we irregular? By gosh, we are. We are snowflakes because we are all masters of beauty. We are all the masterpiece of design. We are all unique. We are all different. We are irregular, yes, because all kinds of us, all different of us of here sitting here, all of us are different emotionally, physically. We are different spiritually and mentally. We are very irregular. We are snowflakes indeed. Our Lord is the God of snowflakes. In Psalms 27:1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" If we are, in fact, God's snowflakes, precious, unique, different, and transient, then we need a Lord to preserve us and act as a stronghold for us. Otherwise, we're going to melt, disappear, and be lost forever. Bible scholar J. Clinton McCann points out that this opening line of the Psalms captures and summarizes the entire psalm, challenging us to make a choice between faith and fear. Either we make the faith choice, seeing God is my light and salvation, or we make the fear choice, looking for the answer to the question, whom shall I fear? Fear is not far off from us, because when fear envelopes us or comes to us, it makes us vulnerable to physical illness. Oops, I'm sick, no. Emotional distresses and spiritual war crisis. This makes us feel delicate and transient as snowflakes. It's quick to melt us down, and it's quick to help us disappear forever. If we make the faith choice, our future looks different, not so vulnerable, because we discovered that the Lord is our light, our salvation, and the stronghold of our life. The key is to put our trust in Almighty God, not in ourselves. When we live in God's light, we're living in the Lord's presence. God's face often appears as light or shine upon people, such as in the classic Old Testament blessing, "The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you." So when the Lord is our light, we are living close to God and in a place of peace. "Your face, Lord, do I seek," says Psalms 27, a few verses later. "Do not hide your face from me." When we choose faith over fear, we receive the assurance of God's power and presence through all the challenges of our life. This is expressed in Psalms 27, when the psalm writer says that he wants to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. In Bible times, God was thought to live in the temple of Jerusalem. So to live in the house of the Lord was to live in God's presence. Always looking for that. When we move from place to place, or when we move to a new town, what's the first thing we do? We look for the best neighborhood. We look for the best house. We look for the best schools. We look for the best doctors that are near. We look for the best place to live. We want all of these around us, and we want a place that is low in crime. The writer of Psalms 27 knows the best zip code, and it is Jerusalem 90210. Where God's presence is felt in a powerful and permanent way, as snowflakes, we cannot afford to live anywhere else. What does God actually do for those who choose faith over fear? Psalms 27 says that God will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. This means God will offer protection and deliverance to all who trust in him, keeping them safe from anything that will destroy them. Challenges will arise and crises will come, but God's promise of protection and deliverance means we'll never be completely destroyed by adversity. We'll never melt and disappear like a snowflake in the sun. There is a story, there's a magazine that I like to read, and it's called Christian Century. And last year, in July, issue of 2010, there was a story by a name of a lady by the name of Patricia Dahlgren. And in the story, Patricia Dahlgren talked about this horrific event that happened in her life. And the horrific event that happened was that her mother was murdered in the most worst possible way. So Patricia went through moments of outrage, moments of grief, moments of wanting to do something, moments of despair, moments of depression, maybe. And she talks about there comes a time when she finally had to put an end and move on. So 12 years after her mother's murder, she finally said, I must meet this man who killed my mother. So she asked her pastor and another friend to go with her. And they went to the prison where this man was at. And in a small room, they sat face to face. And she asked for the details of why and how he had murdered her mother. The man, and they spent all day there. The man spent time explaining in great detail how he set it up, how he planned it, how he had picked her mother. And then he talked about in great detail how he killed her, how she reacted, what was going on at the time. And then as she listened to this, of course, she was crying and weeping. And when he was finished, he just sat there with his head down. And she looked at him, and then she started to describe to him what she had been through. In the 12 years of her life that her mother had been murdered, she explained to him all of the depression, all of the pent-up feelings, all of the things that she was going through herself. And after she got finished, she looked at him, and he looked at her, and she was crying, and he said, I am so ashamed, and I am so sorry. And then she says to him, I forgive you. Everyone in the room was not only shocked and stunned, but they couldn't believe this woman had forgiven this man. The promise of God's protection and deliverance doesn't shield us from suffering or pain, but it does mean the Lord shields and guides us as we move through life's horrors, so that we'll emerge with unexpected healing and strength. After passing through a time of hardship, the writer of Psalm 27 says, now my head is lifted up above my enemies. All around me, I will sing and make melody to the Lord. That's probably how Dahlgren was feeling after her day in prison. And that's how we can feel as well if we choose faith over fear and trust God to lead us toward healing and new life. Each of us will feel like a snowflake from time to time, blown around by the wind and in danger of melting. But when storms hit us, as they hit the first disciples, we'll find that Jesus sitting right beside us asking, why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? When illness strikes us as it struck the people of Galilee, we're going to feel weakened and discouraged. But if we reach out to Jesus, we'll receive unexpected wholeness, and Jesus will say, your faith has made you well. Death is going to threaten us as it threatened the daughter of a man named Jairus. But Jesus will come to us and say, do not fear, only believe. We'll face enormous personal challenges, as his disciples said, disciples did when they encountered a crowd of 5,000 hungry people. But Jesus will say to us, as he said to his disciples, "You give them something to eat." If we choose faith over fear, all will eat and all will be filled. We need to trust God instead of ourselves. Bentley photographed more than 5,000 individual snowflakes. Jesus fed 5,000 hungry individual people. Each was a miracle of beauty, a masterpiece of design, and no one design was ever repeated. Or was it? In 1988, two identical snowflakes were discovered and photographed, disproving the hypothesis that no two are exactly the same. Poor Snowflake Bentley. He was probably disappointed. But human beings can still be miracles, and they can still be masterpieces while having important things in common, particularly our shared need for God's protection and deliverance. We can hold on to our individual identities and distinctive characteristics while working together to choose faith over fear. We are a community of believers. We are a community that believes in the working of the Almighty God. We are a community of believers who believes that our light and our salvation lies in Jesus Christ. We are masterpieces of design. We are very distinctive, we are very unique, and we are very different. We work together to choose faith over fear. We need to continue to work together. And then to take that in, let the shine of God shine upon our faces, go out into the world and show others that God is truly with us and that we do believe in the one God who designed us and created us as snowflakes. Let us pray. We are grateful, God, for your love and care. We are grateful for your protection and your grace. And we're very grateful for your shelter. Now, as we move forward without fear. We move forward with faith, knowing that you are with us. And wherever we go and whatever we are doing, touch our lives that we may touch others. Shine upon us that others may see us and say, "I want what you have." And we are very grateful that we can and know that we are masters, that we are masterpieces, and that we are the very design you want us to be. We are grateful and always that this is taking place in Jesus Christ, your Son. And for it is in his name we pray. Amen.